This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Chord Buddy Podcast. What's up, everybody? I'm Dave. I'm here with Travis and Brady. Chord Buddy's world's best way to play the guitar. You can play guitar right now with Chord Buddy.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Lots and lots going on. Interesting stuff happening right now. Mind-goggling, in fact.
Where do we begin?
Where do we begin, Brady? You want to begin with... Well, let's begin by saying hey to Carla. Everybody on three. One, two, three.
What's hey, up, Carla?
With a K.
K.
Carla with a K.
K-K.
I saw Carla last night. She said hey.
Hey.
I said hey.
Hey.
To Carla with a C. And she says, I'm not a C. I'm a K.
A K. K-K.
I said, that's right. You are the Carla with a K. Apologies. So, hey, Carla. She's our most loyal fan.
That first minute really went by quickly, didn't it?
Yep. Be kind to someone. So, we do have things. Here's topics of the day. I'm going to let Brady, I'm going to let Dave pick the first one. Taylor Bunions.
Wait, say it again.
Taylor Bunions.
Taylor Bunions?
Topic one.
Okay.
Okay, country club dining. Topic two. Golf tournament yesterday.
Topic three.
And is that it? Are we lake trip possibly?
Yes.
Oh, pool liner.
Topic four.
Pool liner. Could we begin with Taylor Bunions?
I would love to.
And just go in a row with those?
Taylor Bunions for $500. What
nasty.
Is painful? So anyway, Taylor's Bunion. This has happened to me in the last 3 to 4 months.
Okay? Uh-huh.
Now, I've always had a small Taylor's bunion on my right foot. So let me explain what it is.
Taylor's.
Uh-huh. We're getting there.
Okay.
So you've heard of hammer toe before.
I really haven't.
Okay.
Me neither.
Okay, this is tough. So your big toe. Looking at this is your foot. Here's your big toe.
Yes.
This will pop out and it look like a hammer.
It will.
And your big toe will be pointed in toward. A lot of women get it having to wear shoes, you know, so narrow of shoes, and it calls hammer toe.
Uh-huh.
Well, Taylor's bunion is the same thing, but on this side, and it's the dislocation of this joint right here.
Of your little toe.
Uh-huh, and it pushes in. And so this joint here pops out.
Becomes a bunion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it very painful. Does it become a bunion because it rubs on the shoe?
You know, here's what the doctor, Dr. Warner at Southern Bone and Joint, and hey, I'm walking like a new man today. Mm-hmm. And he said it takes 3 months, but he said you will be 100%.
Have you been wearing heels, really tall heels?
Dave, don't.
Never mind. I never said anything.
Look at me on the deep, dark web. Dave.
Okay.
It isn't pretty. It isn't. You will not like it.
Okay. I'm not going there.
Taylor's bunion, yeah. So he says it's called from a stopped up sweat gland. I don't believe that.
Sweat gland?
Yeah, how on the bottom of your foot, really?
Wow.
And at the same exact spot on both places.
Yeah.
Now, what I heard, or my research was, it's called Taylor's bunions because tailors back in the old days would sit cross-legged and tailor, make suits and stuff. And they would be barefooted, and that would rub on the floor, and it would cause that.
Wow.
That's what the internet told me.
Wow.
So I tried pads on the bottom of my feet. I tried changing shoes. Nothing worked. Went to him, and I can't even at night get up and go to the restroom during the middle of the night without putting on my shoes.
Wow.
Or either I had to walk on my heel like a penguin.
Yeah.
You know, and that's nice. That's a good look.
Everybody
likes that look, walking down the hall in your underwear like a penguin in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So
there's a visual we didn't want you to share.
So went to see Dr. Warner at Southern Bone Joint. He looked at it. And he said, yeah. He said, I said, is this pretty common? He said, I think you're the fifth case today. He says, he said, yeah, it's very common. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I felt silly. He said, well, just because it's common don't mean it's not very painful. And I said, well, mm-hmm. true. He literally sat down on the floor, cross-legged like a tailor. He took my foot in his lap.
Yeah.
And took a scalpel, surgical scalpel, and started cutting them things off.
Uh-huh. And you was just sitting there watching.
And it was not pain. I mean, I was thinking.
You couldn't feel anything.
He touched them. You know, he said, is this where the pain is? Went, oh, yeah, that's it. I mean, so sensitive.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, how's he going to cut that off and it being that sensitive uh-huh. thing?
Wow.
And when I stood up.
Were you like, hey, whoa,
well,
what are you doing?
I'm ready to jerk my foot out of his hand.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if he dug into some raw meat there.
Yeah.
Ew.
Brady.
Stop.
So anyway, he said, you should be better now. And I stood up because he had a pile. It looked like he was trying to make a campfire.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right.
Campfire O'Bunion.
Uh-huh.
Dave's so, face. Y'all can just see Dave's face.
He whittled away on you just right there in the floor.
Yes. Yes.
And that brought you relief?
The floor. Gosh, yes. I mean, Dave, I'm doing the hokey pokey. Dave, look at me.
I see you. He's not going to show it to us, is he, Brady?
I hope not. Okay. I'm not looking.
Okay.
No, because he has to take his socks off and he can't get
it. Wow. Okay, so you got immediate relief.
Immediate relief.
Is it one foot or both feet?
Both.
Wow.
In fact, if it got no better, I would be fine.
Yeah.
I would. I'd be fine.
Wow.
But it is going to get better. He said, three treatments. He says you'll be. He says, and then just come back once a year, and we'll sand around the edges.
Sand it. Does it grow out like a bulge on the side of your foot?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not bad. I mean, we're not talking that it looks like you got a car stuck on the side of your foot.
Yeah.
It's to look at it, you'd say that wouldn't be painful, but it is.
So not comparable to being the Elephant Man.
Oh, no, not that.
Okay, good. Okay.
So that's Taylor Bunions. What are we doing to next, Dave?
Wow, that was interesting. That's something I never realized.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Foodie.
Yeah, I love
and
the food.
Broody,
Broody. After we talked about your feet, can we talk about food now?
Yes. We'll turn it over to Broody.
Ask all right. Question.
Okay.
What'd you eat last night, Bray?
Dothan Country Club, 200 Cherokee Avenue.
And what did you have? And who went? Who dined with you?
It was me, Andrew, and Gage.
Mm-hmm.
I got what I always get. It's my new thing, the Turkey Santa Fe with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Turkey Santa Fe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good.
It is good. It's turkey breast, pepper jack cheese, and bacon, I think.
I was wondering if cheese was involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
It's a sandwich.
Okay.
Gage got a bowl of fruit.
Nice.
That's what he always gets everywhere. He loves fruit. And Andrew got the grouper saint something. It was cheese grits with fish and some sauce over it.
That sounds interesting, too. Okay.
It looked really good, and it smelled good. That's what I said. When they brought our food, I said, someone smells good. And Andrew goes, it's mine. He said, it ain't that sandwich. I said, oh, okay.
Did you have the cheese curds? Is that
we did have the cheese curds. Very good.
Ooh, nice.
They're,
okay.
He offered little toasties and cheese curds. I wanted them. I said,
get toasties?
I wasn't going to get them.
No toasties?
I wanted to. I said, I'm going to take it easy.
You get toasties?
I'm going to take it easy. No toasties.
Wow.
Yep. And, I did try the butter pecan cheesecake. Gage ate it up.
Butter pecan
cheesecake. Very
ooh,
good.
Wow.
With some whipped cream and caramel drizzle on top.
Do y'all like Bluebell ice cream?
Yeah.
They have a new flavor called ooey gooey butter cake.
Hmm.
Huh? It's, ooey.
Butter cake?
Ooey
cake
gooey butter. Butter.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yes. Yes.
Is it good?
Very buttery.
Is it like,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Mm, so it's like eating Temple butter?
Interesting. Yeah. Really? I thought it was interesting. It's probably not what I would have bought off the shelf, but I tried it and I was like, wow, okay, not bad. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm a butter guy. I call it.
Do you eat butter or margarine?
Butter, only butter.
Let me ask you this.
Only butter.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Do you even know what I'm going to ask, Brady?
No.
Here's what I'm going to ask you, David.
Okay, here we go.
Now listen. Listen close to my questions. Do you leave your butter out?
Yes.
We do too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It makes me so mad.
I thought everybody does.
No, we do not do margarine. We only do butter now.
And you leave it out.
Yes.
Sitting on a butter, you got a butter dish?
In a butter dish. Yes. I mean, covered.
I required the butter dish after we started.
I get so mad when I go to someone's house and they using real butter and they keep it in the refrigerator.
Right.
No use to do that.
Yeah. People.
Do we use real butter?
Yes. That's why it's sitting out.
Real butter because.
Question. What, you know, is there like a butter bell? Isn't there something that has like some water on the bottom? Like a little thin? Little thing of water, and it's like a cup, and you stick your butter in the cup, and like apparently the water keeps it like super.
I am not familiar with that.
I'll look it up.
Okay, tell me why not margarine.
I just like the taste of butter.
But the ingredients in margarine.
Well, who knows?
Right.
I mean, read that.
Right.
You know, but you can't pronounce none of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Glycol and dehydrated glycol.
Yes, a lot of stuff. So, which is
versus
why
butter, which is cow's milk,
pure from the cow, supposedly pure from the cow, which I certainly hope it is. So, where do you buy your groceries in the grocery store? Do you buy on the shelves in the middle, or do you buy from around the edge? When you think about it that way, the stuff that comes from around the edge of the grocery store
is supposed to be fresh.
Is supposed to be, and that's where your vegetables and fruits are, real vegetables and fruits. Mm-hmm. If you think about that, that's on the outside edge. Your meat is on the outside edge. But nowadays, even meat has processed something.
I guess my next question is... First, that's 4 minutes our podcast listeners will never get back.
Ever.
And second, why are you telling me this?
Try to eat better, Travis.
Oh, okay. Dave, I've lost 60 pounds.
No, you haven't.
I'm the
60.
I've got my fighting weight. I'm down to my fighting weight.
Look at
me and Dad go when we go to the grocery store, we go down every aisle. We go down
every aisle.
We go that right. The outskirts and then we go on every aisle.
Well, when I go to the grocery store, it's for exercise.
Right.
That's my workout.
Yeah.
And I go to DG Market, the new one, just about every day.
I
just like walking up every aisle.
Silverback gorilla.
Get my exercise, and I can walk like a silverback.
Yeah.
Carla with a K when you see me say, walk like a silverback in the wild. I look just like one. What's next on our list?
Pool liner.
Let's go to pool liner real quick.
Pool liner.
Excited to go.
Something
to the
happened
house.
With the pool liner recently.
Well, yeah.
Did a limb fall into the.
Limb fall
into. Okay,
in,
yeah.
Fought with the insurance company for.
Month.
At least a full month, probably 6 weeks.
I was going to say month.
What's the status of the pool right now?
Well, it's looking rough. They're putting the pool new liner in today.
Right
so
now.
It looks rough right now.
So was it dingy water and really nasty looking?
Bad. And then they put a sump pump in it. So they've been pumping it for 3 days.
They pump it into the yard?
Well, and then I said, hey, let's don't pump
over
it.
To the ditch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went and got some extra.
Longer hose?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we should have a new pool liner this afternoon.
Wow. So I guess you guys are happy, or will be.
But then we got to get the deck redone and a light put in, and then we're going to try to see if we're going to...
Have you asked Pinch a Penny if they have pool slides?
No, have not.
Gotcha.
What are you doing to the deck? The pool deck?
Yeah, it hadn't been redone properly in 20 years. I've repainted it myself 2 or 3 times.
Concrete?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want it retextured. I want them to come in and do like a brand new deck on
right,
top of it.
Right.
So this would be our last maintenance I'm doing on this thing.
Yeah.
I'll be dead in the ground when they another liner's put in.
And it'll become a flower bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whoever gets the house, whatever they want to do with it. What's next on our wonderful list of topics?
Golf tourney.
So yesterday ended up Goodson and Ely's last tournament of the year. Goodson ended with his best round of the year.
Wow.
Get ready. Drum roll.
Here we go.
89.
Okay. How did that compare to the competitors?
Well, he beat everybody just about. He even beat King.
Really?
King was unhappy boy yesterday.
He didn't play good?
Kingston. Ooh.
Could you tell he was unhappy?
Kingston. Oh, yeah. He was rude to me.
Really? What did you say to him?
I said, how'd you play King? He went, bad. He looked at me. I said, for real? He said, yep.
Yep.
So I said, okay, I'll just walk away. I mean, well, he shot 91 and Goodson shot 89. Uh-huh. So.
Wow.
They look like, yeah, that's bad. We got to get a David's face.
Is this whole podcast.
Nobody wants to see that. But that was a versus what agers? What age?
He's playing, Goodson's playing 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's playing up.
How did he rank amongst everybody?
He won the JV division this year.
Nice.
And then he playing up to seniors. I mean, gosh, yesterday he beat Rehoboth's best player, which is Kingston.
Wow.
Now, so, Ashford's best player, you ain't going to beat that kid. His name's Logan. He looks like he's about 40. In fact, I thought he was the coach. I thought he was the principal or the coach. And I just, excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said, excuse me, sir. Yeah. I said, you know, he said, oh, I play. I said, oh, you're not the coach or the principal? Granddaddy? Nope. But now, there's this cat. He goes to Ashford. I see him in Headland almost every Wednesday when we play up there. This kid, he does. He looks like, seriously, he looks like he's about 30.
Okay, get on with it. He's good or what?
He's the best. He's the best that plays. Like, well, he shot a 76. Shot a 76 yesterday.
And he's how old?
Even par. He's a senior.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where's he going?
Okay.
He's going to, I asked him yesterday, as a matter of fact. I said, hey, Logan, where are you going? Where are your college career? And he said, probably Southern Coastal for 2 years, and then I'm not sure after that.
Yeah. Is this a breakout season for the Goodson?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't play. Well, last year was his first season playing, so he was fairly new to golf. And this year, he's really turned a corner.
That's awesome. That's good to see the progress.
And we don't want to leave the elusive Ely out.
Who?
How did she play?
She played horrible.
Oh,
but listen, it's like I told Ely and Coach Sunday, and he totally agreed. 3 months ago, she never swung a club.
Right.
Three months ago, she had never played golf.
Yeah.
She's probably the second best player on the entire girls team now.
Wow.
So
is it hard to watch them?
Ely?
The girls?
Oh, it's just not very fun to watch because they're not any good. Yeah. And then Ely don't really want me watching her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Goodson don't care if I watch him. He really don't care if I go or not, but I enjoy it. I love it.
But he's focusing on the ball and the shot and the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ely's probably still a little scattered as to everybody's watching my form and
Exactly.
Okay.
So, right. Have I had any good food this
Ooh,
week?
I got news about Gager.
Okay.
He is scheduled to get his second set of tubes and his adenoids out July 15th, but we are on the cancellation list. So that's good news.
Okay. All right.
We may take the pontoon boat on its first outing of the year this Saturday.
Oh, cool.
We are. We're doing it.
So to you, Fola.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got to wash it tomorrow or Saturday morning.
Yeah. And we've got to go. We got to go get the lawnmowers in the morning.
Got to go to the grocery store in the morning.
And we got to, my brother.
I was going to ask, are we doing that today or tomorrow?
Not today.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow or I don't know. My brother's been putting into a nursing home, so he's not doing very well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And, well, we're not real close. I wish we were closer, but we're just sort of different people. And but anyway, he's he the way that I haven't talked to him in 2 or 3 years. I've bought him multiple cell phones, and he loses them or sells them. I don't know what he does with them. But he's a different bird.
Where does he live?
Well, he in Elba on a shack on the river.
That's exactly on a shack on the river.
Yep.
Okay.
In a shack on the river. But anyway, the phone rings the other day, and it says potential spam, but it's an Elba number, 897 number.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, and they said, Travis Perry? I said, yeah. They said, hey, I'm the administrator of the Elba nursing home. Mm-hmm. And she said, you have a brother named Trimal? I said, yeah. She said, well, he's admitted here, and he has some memory issues, and we need someone on record that we can call and ask questions or what, you know, because his memory's not very good. Mm. And he thought he had a brother named Travis, but he was adamant that he knew your phone number had 618 in it. So I put Travis Perry, 618, and Googled you and found your phone number.
Wow.
I said, you're a good little detective there, Miss Administrator.
Did you say your brother's name is Trammell?
Trammell.
Trammell. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Travis and Trammell.
Yeah. You guys were the only two?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so anyway, I've got to file some paperwork, and we got to go over there and see him.
Okay.
So, but they said his health is good. It's just that he probably has the start of dementia.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. But anyway, how old is he?
You know, he looks like he's 100, but he's only 2 years older than me.
Wow, okay.
18 months, actually.
Okay. Yep.
But he's had some bad...
How tall is he?
Well, he's about 6'2".
Oh, okay. Hey, I guess he's just the broadness of him makes him look taller than that or something.
Yeah. And But I guess that's going to about wind us up, Dave.
All right, Travis. You know, we're not going to be able to do a show next week.
We're not.
I'm going to be down at the Panama City Beach.
The Thunder Beach.
The Thunder Beach is happening.
We're going to be out there till we in the morning.
Yeah.
You ever see any biker fights?
Ooh, no. There can be some little scuffles that'll happen from time to time at Miss Newbies.
Yeah.
But then, man, they've got a security team. You would think think they are Navy SEALs. They do it really quick, a really good job of knocking things down quickly.
Yeah, don't let it.
Escalate. But when they hit the motorcycles and they start falling like dominoes,
have you seen that?
No, no, thank God. No, we've only seen a couple of bikes that got knocked over for one reason or another. So,
Well, all right. We have Taylor Bunyaned it. We've country clubbed it, and we've golfed it. And Cord Buddy,
make her say the last thing.
I can't hear
Taylor Bunyan
one more time.
Taylor Bunyan.
Alright. Okay. Be kind to somebody.
To contact Cord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Cord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at cordbuddy.com. That's CHORDBuddy.com. Also, thecordbuddy.com and membersoftheband.com. Listen next time for the Cord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Cord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at cordbuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Cord Buddy.